What's up, everyone? This is JLP, the host of Mastering Singlehood and Relationships Podcast, coming to you with this brand new episode. Hope all is well with you and your loved ones. And on tonight's episode, I really want to go ahead and just encourage you to spend time intentionally being still in the presence of the Lord. Now, the Lord, He speaks in different ways. We've discussed this before. And there are times where God will literally, you know, want you to approach Him like a child and speak to Him, and He will speak to you through your circumstances. He may again give you words of encouragement of something that you just prayed to Him about in prayer. Other times He may use another individual to be confirming to you what it is that you have been asking for. But I truly want us in the month of March to strengthen our faith and just, again, being still in His presence and acknowledging Him, right, in all of our ways. As we read in Proverbs 3, verse 6, it says, "In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." I want us to really do our due diligence and, you know, just deny ourselves in this month of March, and not just in March. This should be what it is that we should pursue, right, or aspire to do in our faith walk with Him. But especially in the month of March, I want you to challenge yourself to, again, acknowledge Him in all of your ways and being still in His presence and being patient for Him to act. As the psalmist says in Psalm 37, verse 7, he says, "Be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently for Him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes." I love how he says, "Wait patiently for Him to act," therefore implying to us there are times when we are being still in His presence. He may not act in the time frame that we would have hoped for Him to act. But again, this scripture is encouraging us to know if indeed we are patiently waiting upon the Lord, He will act. Now, the manner that He will act, we may not know, but we know that in fact He will act. And so I want us to have that as a priority of ours moving forward in this month of March, and not just in this month of March, but really begin to build up that faith muscle in doing this throughout the year and beyond. To acknowledge God in all of our ways, to speak to Him, to fellowship with Him, to know that, again, even if you're not able to hear God audibly, that when you're speaking to Him, that He is faithful to hear you and He will answer. And secondly, as you're doing this faith practice throughout the month of March, I would like to encourage you to take time as well to, you know, have a journal and just write down some of the things that you see that is, you know, giving you encouragement, right? That is in relation to what it is that you have just been praying to God about. So there's a time where, again, you're being still in His presence and you're doing the talking. But then throughout the day, you know, have a notepad handy. It could be in your cell phone notepad or even a physical notepad, and just begin to jot down some of the things that you believe could be God's way in speaking to you. I'm praying for you that in the month of March that you will continue to be refreshed by the grace of God. And I pray that, again, that you would spend time really just focusing on God's goodness. You would spend time not just merely, you know, like worrying about what it is that you don't have, but that instead you would put that focus on God and what you do have, and literally taking time to thank Him aloud, to praise Him, to worship Him in spirit and in truth. I believe God in His faithfulness, as you're doing this, He's going to strengthen you. He's going to comfort you. And He's going to make your path straight, as we read in Proverbs 3, verse 6. There's a last scripture that I want to go ahead and share, and it's coming from Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 1. to 2, and it says, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. And literally in verse 2, you see the Lord answers Habakkuk. And this is the type of mindset we too should have, as I'm talking about being still in God's presence and wait patiently for him to act, as I'm talking about acknowledging him in all of our ways, right? Submitting our ways to him. We need to have that mindset and that posture that Habakkuk had. He said, I will stand at my watch and station myself on the ramparts. I will look to see what he will say to me and what answer I am to give to this complaint. So literally each day in the month of March, once you pray to the Lord, once you poured out your heart to him, literally expect that he will speak to you that day. And again, even acknowledge the Holy Spirit and say, Holy Spirit, bless me to be aware in the manner that you choose to speak to me today. One of the things that the enemy will try to do is cause you not to believe as though God is speaking to you, especially when you feel like your circumstances are piling up against you. He wants you to feel as though God is not speaking, but yet God is speaking. The thing is, we have to then humble ourselves to remind ourselves that God, he is our God, right? The circumstances are not our God. We don't bow to them. God, he is our God, and he cares for us. And the Bible tells us that, again, every good and perfect gift come from him, and that God, he wants to bless his people. He cares about the needs of his people. The Bible describes God as the father to the fatherless, right? And so I want you to know that, again, there's nothing that you should feel is not too good enough to bring to God in prayer. I really want us to even go deeper in the Lord, in the sense that we know that no matter what, he is with us and that he is in control. Because at times it's like we're going about our, you know, everyday life, we're doing certain things, and it could seem as though, you know, like we don't take that time to really acknowledge his presence. You know, we pray, yes, of course, we pray in the morning, right? We pray at night, but how many of us are taking the time to acknowledge him throughout the day and letting him know what it is that is stressing us, or what it is that we're struggling with, or what it is that, you know, we can't seem to do right, or we miss the mark on? And I'm telling you, God, just as his word says, you know, he's going to be faithful to answer us, and he's going to show you that he is the God who was with you this whole time, and the good and the bad. And again, he is faithful to make it all work out for your good. The month of March, by the grace of God, has been a blessing so far, and I'm praying that it has been a blessing so far to you. Doesn't mean that life is perfect, but yet we know that God, again, he is the author of our life. He's in control, and we can trust that he, again, is faithful to bring every word concerning us to pass. But again, I want to encourage you to hold tight to your faith in him. It's so worth it to continue to trust God. It's so worth it to continue to believe in the word of God. Believe all of the promises that is written in scripture. Declare them over your life. It is not in vain to believe in the word of God, because again, the word of God is eternal, and the word of God is alive, and it is effective. And so again, y'all, I just pray that you were encouraged by this episode. I'm believing alongside you that as you're doing this, as you're intentionally being still in God's presence in March, that you will encounter God in a special way in this month. And that you would know that, again, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. This was not a long episode, but I do hope that this has motivated you, this has encouraged you to dig deeper into the presence of God this month, dig deeper into the Word of God, and deny yourself. You know, like Jesus says, deny yourself. Again, for it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives is me. It is worth it at times for us to really just deny ourselves so that we can, in fact, have a greater revelation of who God is, have a greater encounter with Him. Amen. And so, y'all, thank you so much for tuning into tonight's episode. And remember, all things are possible with Christ Jesus. Until next time, this was JLP. Peace out. Take care.